All right, well, we are going to finish up this mini course. And again, we've been excited about diving into this topic. And so we're just going to kind of, tie it all together, everything we've learned, and kind of consider, moving forward as we're using our spiritual gifts.
Yeah, that's right. So these are kind of the topics on the screen there that we've gone over, starting at the beginning from what are spiritual gifts, what does that definition look like, from what does the Bible say about it. Then we went into the gift assessment, discerning your own spiritual gifts, acknowledging others, challenges, and roadblocks. And then the last session was applying spiritual gifts to the seven connections. And I feel like that's a really great launching point to kind of summarize, what does this mean overall? How can we continue this conversation? How can you keep, what you've learned at the forefront of your mind? So I think it'd be great if we could be interacting in the comments. I think this is just a great discussion to be had.
Takeaways. For those of you that have tuned in, even if you've only seen all week of it, or maybe just you haven't seen any of it, but you want to speak into spiritual gifts, we want to hear you guys' thoughts on that topic now, and especially what we have talked about. But I will ask you, Abby, as you're stepping away from us digging into this course and kind of exploring more into this topic, what are some of the things that are sticking out to you as your own takeaways?
Yeah, I think one of my major takeaways was that in order to kind of embark on this journey, your relationship, needs to just be really strong with God. And I think that's one of the pitfalls that was, really recurring in the challenges and roadblocks, where it's, if you have that spiritual immaturity or whatever it may be that's, a stumbling block in this process, that kind of needs to be ironed out first before you can really have clarity and have that clear line of communication with God. Because I know for me, I have always kind of thought about what my spiritual gifts may be, but the process of discernment has been, difficult, and applying that then has been difficult, where it's, I was skipping steps almost, so kind of getting back to basics was really powerful for me. What about for you?
Yes. No, I love that. I think that there's been a few things where I think it's just really motivating to kind of step back and go, man, I know that the Spirit has blessed me with so many gifts, and also with other ones not so much, but it's sometimes I don't really feel I am plugging them into my community or plugging them outside of here at work or just with my family. And so I feel like I've definitely been thinking about that a lot, about, where are some areas where maybe God is wanting me to, or maybe even again, who can I empower to use their spiritual gifts? So just kind of thinking about some of those things, sure.
I think that connects with one other thing that stuck out to me a lot is that, to non-Christians or people who we just come into contact with regularly or even not regularly, spiritual gifts are part of our witness. And it's important that we're able to represent that in a gospel aligned manner, but also that it can be such a powerful tool to, allow others to see that gospel message alive in us. So, although the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about spiritual gifts, or it's kind of a tough topic to discern, I mean, that's really at the core of it too, and why it is so important to reflect on this.
Yeah. And I think also kind of tying into everything that we have been talking about, it's when you are using your gifts, you are going to be more of a multiplier of the gospel, of God's love, of all of those things. And so as you continue thinking about spiritual gifts and maybe how that relates in your personal walk and your calling, we do want to recommend a few of our courses here at Christian Leaders to keep engaging you and taking you further on considering your spiritual gifts. So Ministry Calling and Confidence, feeling confident in your call and being able to use those spiritual gifts and in that calling, I think is really important. So that's recommendation number one if you haven't taken that course with us.
Definitely. And then a few mini courses. That We Story of a Gospel Heritage, it's a relatively new mini course, but that dives a lot into personal identity and then how that kind of connects with the greater community. So I don't think it touches on spiritual gifts exactly, but I think it's a great kind of space to think about where you can use your spiritual gifts and how it relates to, the kingdom as a whole. Christian discernment skills, I mean, we talked a lot about, personal discernment and that journey of deciding what you feel called your spiritual gifts are. So that's definitely an important skill that can be applied well beyond spiritual gifts. Multiplying disciples, influence, smart. I mean, the power of, even if you're not talking about your spiritual gifts directly, the influence that using those has on other people is really important to consider. People smart, leadership theories. That's a really great one that dives into kind of some different types of leadership and While leadership was kind of one of the gifts we actually discussed, that can come in a lot of different formats. And, you know, here at Christian Leaders, we obviously believe that everyone can be a leader, whether that's, you know, in the role of a head pastor or a volunteer, or just in your family. So really interesting to explore that there. And then what others? I mean, who knows? It spiritual gifts connect back with a lot of biblical topics. So even in the comments, if you have maybe a recommendation of a course that has touched you recently or whatever that may be, we'd
love. Well, and I love the connections was just mentioned, which we talked a lot about the seven connections.
There you go.
If you haven't taken that course, that's also a great one to take as you think about the seven connections and how we even talked about that relating to your spiritual gifts. So if you want to dive deeper into that and haven't yet, absolutely. So I love that comment there.
Yeah, and then one just kind of final verse. This has been shared several times throughout these sessions, but 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 through 6 says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. So I just like that verse to kind of round out the conversation and end on that note.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, once again, the spiritual gifts are something that are given to us when the Holy Spirit enters us. And what what a powerful blessing that is. And all of that is given from the Lord, but it looks totally different in each of our lives as unique creations of Christ. And so, it was such a fun topic to dive into. I really enjoyed diving in with you, Abby. And it's just been such a fun discussion. And we look forward to even seeing more of those forum comments as we hear more about how the Lord is working in your life in spiritual discipline. So thank you guys.
Amen.